Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. The principle of you reap what you sow is both obvious and profound. If you sow a field full of wheat, you'd be crazy to expect a crop of potatoes. It's so obvious. But the message fundamentally challenges the way in which we live every day, because each word that we speak and action that we perform will have consequences. If we are kind, gracious, and loving, there will be one kind of outcome. And if we are spiteful, angry, and destructive, there will be a completely different result. Paul drew the conclusion that we should therefore not become tired of doing good things, knowing that sooner or later there will be a good harvest. Of course, the problem quite often is that it takes a long time to see any positive outcome from doing good. It's possible to work in a children's or youth club for years before you see any positive outcomes. I've known people work in local churches for decades without seeing any tangible successes. Indeed, sometimes people are unkind and critical of the things that we do, and it all feels like terribly hard work. All of this means that we need to focus our energies on ensuring that we plant good seed. That was precisely Paul's situation with the Galatian church. He faced fierce opposition, and many people wanted to believe that he'd got it all wrong. But he knew that the seed he was planting was the best. The good news of salvation was a message of hope and liberty that would never let people down. So he kept preaching it, however cruel and resistant people might be. Similarly, we will often find ourselves in situations that are tough and unrewarding. And if we are convinced that we are doing God's good work, he will always encourage us to hang in there, knowing that a good harvest will definitely result one day. So let me ask you a question. In what situations or relationships are you needing to hang in there at the moment? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the work that you've called us to do. Help us to keep doing good, even when it is tough and unrewarding. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.